Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
It's kind of Home Hacks.
I don't know. What do you got for us?
We're going to the car.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Home Hack. Car Hacks.
Car Hacks. Home Hack. Okay. Yeah. Headlights. They can get the old foggy glaze on them sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some cars. Not so much the newer cars, obviously. But for those of you with those annoying, dirty looking headlights that the car wash just doesn't cut us. Toothpaste. Seriously, lash it all over us, leave it there for a few minutes, then simply rinse and dry, and your headlights will be just like new.
Okay.
Also, if you've got little chips and scrapes in your car and you want a cheap and cheerful job done as opposed to getting the thing wrapped or freshly painted, apparently nail polish will do the job for you. Just get the matching colour. Get the colour of your car and nail polish and fill in those little scrapes and job done. Cheap way of doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it works in certain cases.
The vision.
Depends on the colour of your car.
Right.
Yeah, but if you inspect it, then yeah, you're going to see it. If you're going to be looking real good from a distance. From a distance, it'll be grand.
Right, okay.
Also, if you've got a dent in your car, plunger. Plunger you use in your sink. Put it up against the door or the boot or wherever the hell it is and it'll work a treat for you.
Work.
Yeah. Hand sanitizer, when we all finish basking in the sunshine at the moment, we're going to be colder than a penguin's you know what, and the old keyholes tend to be frozen. Apparently hand sanitizer, a little swab of that or a spray of that will clear it for you. Now, I spotted you recently. You tend to every couple of days go to the boot of your car and you've got, like, I don't know how many towels from the kids swimming and
swim
togs
stuff,
and all of that. Laundry baskets.
I have one.
Two laundry baskets in the back. Just
that's what I have for now, all and the I carry stuff. It down to do the swims in, yeah.
That's handy. Wait, yeah, did you hear about it or did you just...
No, it has two handles on it. The laundry basket I had at home and I thought this would be good now to carry stuff.
Yeah.
So I do.
It doesn't move
I was
around
using
in the boot.
An IKEA bag before that, but it was, you know, dragging it along the ground because I kept filling it and it was massive.
Right.
So I find the laundry, it's a good one.
Also, if you've got, you know, those shoe organiser thingies you have in your wardrobe, if you lash them on the back of the passenger seat in the driver's seat, then you've got some storage for all the kids' little bits and bobs that are always destroying your car.
Yeah.
Also handy for having, like, their entertainment system, like a pad or whatever, you can lash them in there. Because you can get those clear plastic screeny thingies.
You can see.
Yeah, so they don't have to hold on to it. They can just watch
I'd say they'd be putting mashed up biscuits in one, sandwiches in another.
Probably.
You'd find all sorts of treats in there for yourself.
This is an insane one as well. You can boost the range of your remote alarm by holding it against your chin. This really works. The science behind it, they say, is quite simple. Your head is filled with fluids, and fluids make for a good conductor. So when you put the key fob against your chin or your skull or wherever, it turns your head into an antenna that can extend the range of your alarm. And you can, like, if you're, so let's say you're going to the shop, and you say, oh, feck, I forgot to put the car alarm on. But you're miles away. Apparently stick it under your chin.
Oh, I think someone's trying to make us look like idiots now doing that.
You don't have to try That's hard it. With you.
And what about the other one? Does that actually work? Where you can press your button of the car through the phone when you're on the phone to someone and lock your car?
Well what's
if they're standing beside
would I be able to lock your car from here? Probably.
Maybe, yeah. But apparently if I'm out the phone and you do your key thing from here through the phone, it can lock the car.
Yeah.
You told me that before.
If you're at home in Greystones and you ring me and say, Rob, I can't find my key and I happen to have a spare key to your car for some...
lock my car through the phone?
Yeah, I'll just press the button up to my phone and open your car for you. So they say.
But have you ever tried it?
No, we're on air when we mention these things. It's not like we can just
anyone
go,
else hang knows
on,
that
hang
work?
On, we're just going to leave now and go out to the East Coast FM car park and try this out.
The key fob thing works 100%. I do it all the time, says Gav. Thank you, Gav.
Brilliant, Gav.
Who also recommends spinking Glenlock as a deadly trail to do with fob views. Thank you very much for that.
They're your home hacks. Well, your car hacks.
It's allowed.
Listen, I'm running out. They're back on Thursday.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.